Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. 6 days ago, the regular media was caught having reported misinformation about the state of the U.S. economy. Last Thursday, the Commerce Department reported that November's retail sales had fallen 0.6% from October. Further, even though November retail sales this year were higher than the same month last year, they were up by less than the increase in consumer prices. In other words, the quantity of units sold last month were lower than both October this year and November last year. The results were far worse than consensus estimates reported by Refinitiv. 9 of 13 categories of sales fell in November, with big-ticket items generally performing the worst. It was just 3 weeks ago that the Biden administration and the regular media were touting how strong sales were for Thanksgiving weekend, usually an indicator of the trend of holiday season sales. Yet, if you look through this regular media reporting, it was almost impossible to find details on the sales volume of in-store sales on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. It took me until December 2nd to find this information from NPD Group. In-store sales on Black Friday and the next day called Small Business Saturday were down 5% from last year in sales dollars and down 8% in unit sales. I reported this data on Liberty Coin Service's Facebook page 13 days before the Commerce Department's report. I implied that retail sales for the month of November, despite what the politicians, bureaucrats, and regular media were claiming, were almost certainly going to be down. When the regular media reported the November sales decline, it was as surprising news. But readers of Liberty Coin Service's newsletter and Facebook page were informed earlier and weren't surprised. As I have explained multiple times about U.S. government economic reports, the regular media frequently passes along only the headline information, missing key contradictory data hidden in the details. If you really want to know what is happening to the U.S. economy, consult alternate sources of news, such as Liberty Coin Service's Facebook page and these commentaries. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.